bag, big chat, itty bitty chat, belly to the bay chat, inner city chat, I like some pretty chit. With a touch of chat, this is Chick Chat. Oh yeah, it's that.
Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Darko, and it's a weird edition of Chick Chat this week, I must admit. This one's a bit personal for myself. Basically, friends of mine, Britt and Brendo, good friends of them, been friends of them for a long time. They made a post on Facebook, which was something I had actually never seen before, about their experience with pregnancy and infant loss. And it's something, for no reason, that people just feel like you can't talk about it.
Absolutely. I was the same. You very kindly shared this
with
us because we're about to speak to the mother in that post.
Yeah.
And doing a little bit of research. The Red Nose organisation obviously does wonderful work in this space, but some of the stats they shared, every year in this country, around 110,000 Aussies have a miscarriage, 2,200 more endure the pain of stillbirth, 600 lose their baby in the first 28 days after birth, and many, many more face the grief of termination for medical reasons. And there are so many reasons and different categories, I guess you would say, of what can lead to pregnancy and infant loss. So,
and it's something I hadn't thought about it. And Brendo, my friend, who's obviously partners with Britt, we're about to get Britt on, he said to me, you know, before you have kids, factor this in. This could happen. If you have a timeline you're trying to work off, this could, because it's happened to them a few times now.
It's something people just don't talk about.
They don't. So Britt has kindly decided to come on to tell us a bit about her story. Britt, hello, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, no, thank you, Britt. And I guess the first question, can you tell us a little bit about your story with pregnancy and infant loss? As Ducko mentioned, Adelaide, your beautiful 18-week-old, who you lost recently, was sadly not your first experience with this.
Unfortunately not, no. Before we do get started, I just wanted to put out there that I am a really average Aussie woman. I don't claim to know any more than anyone else going through this absolute insane journey. I am still a hot mess most days, and I'm not a poster child for coping with this. So please don't think I have any magical answers, and I can only share from my own experiences. For what I speak about today, it's just about how we've moved through this as a couple and myself as a woman. So, our losses unfortunately started last year. We were very excited and got pregnant for the first time in November, and unfortunately that ended in a miscarriage. And I work as a midwife as well, so I sort of have always had two feet in each, one foot in each camp.
Yes.
I've always cared for women like that have lost their babies, and I've delivered their babies that have died with them. But until you experience it yourself, you just cannot fathom the ride that you're about to get on. So we unfortunately have had three losses altogether. Our first pregnancy back in December last year was a miscarriage at 9 weeks. We also had a chemical pregnancy at the start of this year. And then, as you guys have said, we unfortunately had our beautiful daughter Adelaide at 18 weeks on September 4th this year. So it's unfortunately been loss after loss after loss, and has, completely transformed our lives.
And how are you coping? Like, as a couple, this puts a lot of strain on not only relationships with each other, but people around you. How are you guys dealing with it?
Look, Every day is different, and that's something that I've had to take a lot of time out and remind myself. Some days I'm okay, some days I don't want to get out of bed, and the same goes for Brendan as well. Our previous two losses I don't think have affected us as deeply as Adelaide because they're different. We acknowledge that what happened with Adelaide was a tangible event. I still had to labour with her. I still had to push her out. We had to put her in a coffin so she could be cremated. Like, it was such a physical and tangible moment for us that it will, has deeply impacted us. We really want to, acknowledge that this will be a lifelong challenge for us. And we try and remember Adelaide and our other babies in a way that reflects the love that we had when we made them. And,
Sorry to cut you off there. And look, a lot of people who listen to this show might know that my daughter Harriet, before she was born, was diagnosed to only live for 3 days. We're very fortunate that she's still with us. But I remember vividly going through this sort of stuff, and I want to get your thoughts, Brittany, on this. Did you find that your friends around you, they were kind of put into certain categories? A lot of people didn't know how to support you because they had no idea what you were going through.
Absolutely, and it still happens even 3 months and a year from our first loss. I think death in general in our society is such a taboo, and we're really uncomfortable with it, even though all of our lives end in death. But baby and infant loss just really is this extra special taboo that we really don't want to share and talk about because it is so brutal.
Yeah.
No one is supposed to bury their own child. No one is supposed to lose a baby who has never taken a breath or never been to school or had a first Christmas. So it's a really unnatural thing to talk about as well. I think our friends and family, I know that they have so much love and care for us and only want to do the best that they can for us, but how that help has transformed, I guess, in the last couple of months is changing, and it's not always great, I have to admit, but I truly believe that the people around you are trying their best. They just don't know how.
Yeah, on the Red Nose website, Britt, one woman articulated her experience. She said, countless times things were said to us that discourage us from speaking about our loss. Oh, you'll be able to have another one, or I guess it was good she was so small and you weren't further along. Knowing how to approach people who have lost is such an important thing. We as a community need to know how to respond to loss in an appropriate way. Was there an example, or can you share maybe with the audience something on the other side of it, this horrible, horrible thing going on in your life? What was the kind of support you needed from those closest around you?
Yeah, so, and again, everyone grieves and needs different things in that time. But for me personally, I just needed to feel validated and supported in the fact that I had lost the thing I wanted most in life. And for that to be okay, I think even though, yes, she was tiny and she would not have survived outside my body, doesn't make her any less of a daughter, doesn't reduce the amount of dreams and hopes we had for her if she would have lived.
Yeah.
So just being really understanding that it's just awful. And I think something that's really prevalent for me going through this is no one in your life will be able to make this better, but you can make it a hell of a lot worse. So, yeah, people just being kind to you, don't avoid us as well. We aren't contagious people. We're just really sad and we'll be sad for a very long time. And, yes, it's very uncomfortable to sit with someone in that space, but just put yourself in our shoes and imagine how bad that is for us living that every moment of every day for a very long time.
Yeah. And I know it happened obviously previously, and I knew about it through you guys, and that wasn't as public. And then this happened with Adelaide, and that's when you guys made the Facebook post and were grieving with it more publicly. Owning it's probably the wrong word, but sort of
sharing it,
letting the world know.
Yeah.
And speaking to you and speaking to Brendo, that's the way that you're encouraged to deal with these sorts of losses?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess Brendan and I also fell into that trap initially of, yes, our miscarriage and our chemical pregnancy were very early. Very few people knew we were pregnant. So I guess you feel that you're really pushed into that stereotype. It's like, oh, I shouldn't really talk about this. And I guess we felt quite ashamed that we were grieving something so small in a way. But then when Adelaide came along, we really felt like we had to acknowledge this. And the reason that we did the post, one of the reasons was because we were going to face this dilemma that only people closest to us that had physically seen my bump knew that we were pregnant. So how would we go back to our normal, and I say that with bunny ears, normal lives again after this terrible event? And for people to understand that we are changed people, and unfortunately we will never be the same again. Because with our other losses, yeah, we really did suffer in silence, and it was really isolating. So that's one of the reasons that we decided to post. But I guess the biggest and, most precious thing for me is that she is our daughter. Mm. Whether she's here, off with the other babies that aren't on Earth, or wherever that may be for you personally, she is our daughter, and she's made from our love and our DNA. We physically held her and buried her, and her life is worth no less than anyone else's that has a living baby. And we wanted to share her because she was so cute. She was so tiny. Even though she wasn't alive, still really sassy. She always had a hand to her face and just very much our daughter, as Darko knows Brendan, very dramatic and just a little bit sassy. So yeah, we wanted to share with people our daughter, because as we do in our lives, we post those big events in our lives of getting engaged, getting married, having a baby. We had a baby. Yes, she's not here, but we had a baby, and she'll always be our daughter.
Oh, Brittany, I think this is such a powerful message, and I'm so thankful, and I'm sure so many people will be thanking you right now, because as you said, this subject is shrouded in silence and there aren't many spaces for people to feel comfortable. Grief is the most horrible thing in the world, but feeling like you can't put that on that circle around you who are meant to support you is so isolating and so horrible. So for you to give voice to hundreds, possibly thousands of people listening right now who have experienced this and articulate that, I think we all can move forward with a bit more empathy, with our hearts a bit more open for our friends and family who have experienced pregnancy and infant loss.
And it's not anything to be embarrassed about. Like, it's so common.
Yeah.
It happens.
Absolutely.
It does. Yeah. There is no shame attached. It's so horrible, and we need to be there for each other in these times. So, Brittany, thank you so much for sharing Adelaide with us and for honouring her in this way, but also for giving us your time and allowing this story to be shared.
You're so welcome, and thank you guys for bringing it to such a big media platform, because this is how we talk about it more normally and give light to those people who don't feel like they can do it for themselves. So thank you guys. It's a really big thing to do.